Australia's resources sector is at a tipping point. As global demand for energy transition minerals grows, the pressure is on to innovate, not just faster, but smarter. Thomas Kudis asked Dr. David Miljak, Research Director at the CSIRO, why is collaboration such a critical ingredient for innovation in Australia's resources sector now?
Well, I suppose to make, you know, true innovations in the mining space, it needs a collaboration because you need to bring specialist skills and capabilities for an outcome. So you need the mining companies to make investments in innovation. You need the smaller companies, like they're called the mining equipment technical services sector, to come with ideas where they're very close to the mine face. And then you need the deep sort of research that organisations like CSIRO and universities can bring to make something really different in mining to lift productivity or improve sustainability.
So decarbonisation and digital transformation, from I understand, are we shaping mining? Can you share an example of how these shifts are playing out on the ground now?
Oh, certainly. So there's several different things going on in mining, and one of them is to try and lift productivity. So one way to do that is actually bring a whole new range of smart sensors into the mining space, so things that measure elements and minerals, because mining is actually it's sort of challenged by having sparse data. So you don't have a lot of data in real time to make decisions. And the data you do have is spatially sort of diffuse as well across the mine. So that's a bit of a trend going on at the moment, to lift productivity and improve decision-making by having really smart sensing inside mines. There's other trends around automation. So there's a lot of teams associated with mining trying to make mines safer for humans for a start. So positioning of equipment in mines, having exact knowledge of where equipment's flowing and running. And the ultimate aim of that is actually remove people out of harm's way so that, you know, there's minimal entry of actually humans into these really hazardous situations where, you know, if things go wrong, there can be really catastrophic outcomes for mine safety as well.
CSIRO mentions partnerships like the GMIN and the Critical Minerals R&D Hub. What role do these initiatives play in building a low-emission supply chain for mining?
So these collaborations are actually pretty important. So, for example, GMIN, it's really facing towards at the future of the use of our iron ores. So the Australian iron ores, you know, we're endowed with a beautiful resource of iron ore, but over time there's a push, obviously, to decarbonise how we extract the iron metal from our iron ores, which are these oxides. And the Australian ores, as it turns out, they're dominated by these hematites, and over time they might be less amenable for the metal extraction. So there'll be new ways coming through of processing our ores to extract the metal, and our ores have to remain competitive in that process going forward. So GMIN is one of these initiatives where it's bringing collaboration together to see, well, what are the levers, the technological levers we can apply to this problem, the specific Australian problem of how we make our ores adaptable for what's likely to be a very different way of extracting the iron in the future over the next few decades. So that's an important one, GMIN. And in critical minerals, we have what's called the Critical Minerals Hub. And so that's an alignment of CSIRO, Geoscience Australia and ANSTO, the Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, to come together to solve, you know, practical problems in how we process mainly critical minerals. So those two initiatives, you know, will play an important role in you know, developing the technological maturity of the sector and leave us well placed to adapt to the emerging issues in these areas.
And I understand energy transition minerals are in high demand. How do you think Australia is positioning itself to meet this demand sustainably at a scale?
I think, you know, again, things like strategic metals like copper, where I think we're in the top five in terms of producers in the world. And so how do we, you know, improve our copper exploration? How do we improve our copper extraction? So these are things that the research sector in Australia is looking at closely. So, for example, with copper, can we improve the productivity of copper processing by sorting copper? So we can measure the grade, what we call the grade of copper of ores, the concentration of copper in the ore. And if we can kick those ores out of the processing stream early on with really smart measurement technology, we can uplift the Australian copper sector in terms of having a leg up in terms of being productive and producing copper. It's the same amount of copper, but for less water use, less energy use, and less CO2 emissions. So they're the types of things that I think are emerging as key things going forward.
What's your vision for the future of Australia's mineral resources sector if this collaboration momentum continues and has good success?
Well, I'd hope that with a lot of effort from all of our partners that Australia becomes really the absolute world leader in sustainable mining. So our workers have the highest safety levels possible. We do things sustainably. We meet our social license in the best possible way. And to do that, one really big lever is bringing advanced technology. So, and I think the research sector can do a lot in that space by building up new companies that deploy technology in the industry and just lift our industry up to be the absolute best world class in pretty much every sector we're in. That's my hope for the future. And I think, you know, research can play a pretty big role in that, you know, innovative stuff where it's really going to make a difference down at the mining level.
Okay, Dr. David Miljack, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Thomas. Glad to participate. Cheers.
Dr. David Miljack, Research Director at the CSIRO, speaking there with Thomas Kutas.